This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Booneville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Booneville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KA2ZZ, hey, Jeff.
KA2YDC, hi, Jeff.
Okay, there's three real quick. We'll start here at the top with George, M2PFM. What's up, George?
Well, good evening, Jeff, Jack, and everybody else on the net. Good as temperature here of 57 degrees. Temperature range today was 39 to 67. Beautiful morning, but then got very cloudy in the afternoon. Didn't make as much electricity as I had hoped the panels would make. We've got two panels to get put in yet. We got the holes dug for the footings and all right now. Only get down about 1.5 feet instead of 2 to 3 feet because of the bedrock under me here. Huge glacial rock that goes from me to about 1/10 of a mile down the road and across the street. No way you're going to go try to dig through that. Just the topsoil is over it, and that's it. Cemented in very low with concrete mix is probably the only way. So that's it. Oh, and by the way, my very friend Thomas Jefferson had a very similar statement to what I said last night. The way he, the way your friend Thomas Jefferson put it, was the he who controls a nation's money supply is master of all capital L its legislation. So there we have it for tonight, and a couple of days of rain coming. I guess I won't be able to get much of anything done outside now. So that's it from the mountainside. God bless. 73's all around. M2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Yeah, we're supposed to get some rain, and I kind of lined everything up. Has everything planted now, and it's perfect. So a couple days of rain will be good for me. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, and thanks for the nugget. We'll catch up with you later. KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, nothing too exciting down here either. We had a high of 70 today, and right now we're at 59.5. We had a little rain this afternoon. It was nice this morning, as George said, and it's kind of colored up. And by the radar, it looks like we've got some rain coming. Doesn't appear to be any storms at the moment, but just some rain, general rain coming through the western part of the state. So, with that, we'll just say 73's all around. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, thanks for checking in, and looks like, yeah, we're going to be getting some heat here with it. So, that ought to really get the gardens going. I know mine's, I got a bunch of stuff planted in there, but it kind of just seems to be hanging out waiting for the heat. So, looking forward to it. All right, Jack, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KA2YDC, Charlie. Good evening. What's going on?
Hello there, Jeff. Everybody aboard. Not much going on here in the town of Fine. My son did get the lawn mowed. He borrowed a lawnmower there and got it done. He's got to repair his, so I guess that's good. If he waited until he got his fixed, he'd probably be waiting there for another month, so that made the yard look a little lot better then.
Okay, well, good news on all that working then. Well, great. Thanks, Charlie. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later up there in the metropolis of Fine. Okay. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. AC2WI.
WB2RUQ.
Okay, there's two more. We'll start with KC2WI. Pete, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, not too much. I'm going to try not to get involved in anything and too long and go to bed early. Try to reset myself to back a couple hours. Go to bed at 10 instead of midnight or later. Was up in 04 to the Adirondack League Club yesterday. Got back here at 10 and I don't know, whatever. When I got back, I looked at my email and I had a notification from the geocaching.com. There was a new cache down in Hightower State Forest there, and I decided I'd get up this morning and go find it and be the first to find on one of them. I'm not a fanatic, but it's kind of frustrated me that I've seen these in the past show up, you know, like at the Glenfield boat launch or something, and of course somebody gets them before me. But part of the reason was I never was a premium member of geocaching.com, and that means I couldn't do I don't know what the notifications, I guess you can say, tell me when anything new shows up within, you know, whatever, 30 miles of a spot or something. So I did that, and it was pretty nice out this morning, and it kind of got worse all day. And I did get the grass mowed, but of course I was doing it after it started raining, and so, you know, the beginning was great, and then all it doesn't take many drops of water, and the grass clumps up and sticks pretty good, but at least I got it done, so I'm happy about that. I guess it's going to get hot. I hope it doesn't, but it sounds like we're going to get some hot weather. Maybe I get enough done, I can take off a little early for the weekend since I worked on Monday. KC2WI.
Okay, well, it looks like you got the lawn mowed just in time. all right, Pete. Sounds like you're having a fun time there with the geocaching, and, well, that's what it's there for. It's for fun. All right, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. WB2RUQ, my father John there on Echo Lake. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ here in the Hudson Valley, the heart of the Hudson Valley. Currently 59 degrees. I think we're only in the low 60s today. It's raining since roughly noon, so it's been a steady rain. Can't complain. I guess we need more rain. And that's about it. Nothing else going on. Doing stuff indoors today. And I'll probably see you Friday. I'll be up for Uncle Wally's memorial. So Kavanaugh's coming up with me, so we'll be heading up early. Kavanaugh's at 1 o'clock. So. All right. That's it from here. WB2REQ.
Okay, great. We'll see you on Friday. Remind me to send you back with that package. I keep forgetting to send back with you. So, all right, we'll talk later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
Whiskey Alpha 2, Uniform WAT.
If Charlie's still there, I got a question for him, KC2WI.
All right, we'll do the question first, and then we'll go over to John and Clay. So go ahead, Pete. If Charlie, if you're there.
KA2YDC, KC2WI.
Oh, I think he's QSY there.
Oh, you probably don't know this. And Charlie and I talked about this once before. Back in the 70s, there used to be a big CB, I don't know if I want to call it a club, but a big CB group. And when I went to college, I went to Canton, I had a CB, and I got, you know, it'd be like a list, you know, you had people, and they had a number, and I can't remember the name, what they called that club or that group. I don't know, John, if you ever were involved with CB or heard anything about it, but I'll have to get a hold of Charlie next time. I was wondering if there would be any possibility of ever finding anything about that on the internet. KC2WI.
Okay. Well, anybody knows, feel free to jump in and relay that. In the meantime, WA2U, John, up there in Clay. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, it's WA2. Hi, I believe it's Jeff and Pete. I didn't hear it. We have a Rochester repeater on the same frequency every once in a while. If it comes up, it just, well, it obviously blocks out everything. And Pete, I don't know if you have a question. Maybe we can repeat it again. I'll try to listen. I got bits and pieces. But they had a good day here. Made it up to Holland Pass. Kathy and I went up and picked up some tomatoes. Met with someone up there at Stewart's and turned around and came back to us. We're getting closer and closer to the camp if we didn't get there today. So anyways, we'll listen here. But this seems to be a new occurrence of the repeater in Rochester coming up every once in a while, so I don't know. I've only heard it last week or so. I know it's there, but okay. Had a good day, and I guess it's going to be up in the high 80s or 90s at the end of the week. I'll listen here for a moment or two. WAT will say 7-3 to all. Just listen.
John, the question was, back in the 70s, there was a CB club, I guess, and it may not have been down in Syracuse. I think it might have been just northern New York up here, but I remember in 75 or 76 when I went to college up at Canton, you know, somehow I obviously talked to some of the people and got my name on the list, and I remember getting, having, you know, in those days it was a typewriter, a typed up list, maybe copied somehow. With, you know, all of these CBers and your handles and whatever. Do you have any idea what the name of that group was?
There were a number of them. There was the CNY Club. There was the, what do they call it now? I have to think of it. I'm trying to think of the, the Bourbon Club. There was something to do with Bourbon, the 11th Bourbon, but there was a CNY Club that had a big area in the central New York area. Pete, I'll have to think about it. The 11th, there was a couple of them. I belonged to them.
Yeah, this was more like, you know, I was going to Canton, and I think it was St. Lawrence County and, you know, the Northern Adirondacks. And you know, the other person who might know something about that is Tom Dick, and maybe some of the other old guys up there, but Charlie was in it, obviously. I mean, he was a big CB-er. Charlie knew about it, and, yeah, I don't know if I ever met any of the people, actually. I mean, because I was going to college, but I talked to him on the CB in the car and stuff. And, I wish in one of the pieces of paper that, you know, I kept it somewhere, I had that old list just for nostalgia. I got looking at CB stuff, and you know, back in the late 70s, it was pretty good. It was a lot of fun. It was much fun as ham radio in a way, because there were a lot more people, but anyway, I tried to get some guys around here interested in, you know, getting some CBs and seeing what you could do with making your own antennas and stuff, but that never took off. I also tried to get some interest in 6 meters, and that never took off. Anyway, back to that KC2WA.
I have one bit of information, Pete. That is, you may want to try Laird. Whiskey Victor 2 Hotel Juliet Kilo. Whiskey Victor 2 Hotel Juliet Kilo. He lives in Stockholm. And he did a lot of photography with St. Lawrence. He was up in that area. So WV2HJK, the same as Laird Chafee. Okay, we'll give that a shot. We'll chat. Thanks, Jeff. WATU, back to that.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the information. All right. We're going to This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, Ray, good evening, what's going on tonight?
Well, we've got 59 degrees also, and finally got the Yankees-Mets game going. They had an hour and a half rain delay. It's still 0-0 top of the third. But we're just calling it a day and going to watch the game.
Okay, Ray. Well, thanks for the check-in. And yeah, looks like we're going to get a little bit of rain here. Make sure you didn't leave anything outside there. You don't want to get wet. All right, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-in.
WX2PJR.
WX2PJR, Paul, good evening. What's going on, and how's the new place there?
Good evening, Jeff. Everybody else aboard? Kind of flipped around late, and I was hearing stuff talking, and looking around for our check-ins. I'm like, whoa, still going. Oh, place is going good. Everything's going okay so far, I guess. Giving you one for the count here. Saying good evening. 63 degrees out there right now. Not too bad. And, yeah, the other night I had a chance to finally listen to the, this was a couple nights, about a week ago, actually. So let's bring it up with you. To listen to a couple of the nets there. Oh, it was funny. A couple of mine. That was interesting. Yeah, just curious how I sounded on it. Yeah, it's different. Not bad, though. Anyways, I thought I'd give you one for the count. WXDPJR.
Yeah, the recordings, sometimes I think that program kind of speeds it up a little bit. Some people sound a little, their voices sound a little higher pitch than they do on the radio. So I think some of the encoding, when they have a program that goes in and grabs the raw wave file and then encodes it down so it doesn't take up nowhere near that amount of space. And I think somewhere in the translation there, it kind of speeds up everybody's voices to air, but that's okay. It's just it's doing what it's supposed to do and taking a general record of the nets. So I'm glad you got to listen to a couple. All right, Paul, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, I worked today and I had to go exchange something down there at the mall and stop at Lowe's and pick up some stuff there and did some more work at home and I did some work out in the garden there for a little bit too, just trying to get everything ready for stuff to grow. And I mostly got the trellising posts up for the tomatoes and did a little bit of weeding. Ready for the rain. I was thinking about water in the garden tonight, but I see the weather forecast is calling for some rain, so I'm going to give it a shot and see if Mother Nature will save me a couple bucks on the water bill. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank... Let's see, George, Jack, Charlie, Pete, John, and Ray, and Paul for checking in tonight. Who says 2 meters is dead, huh? And I like to say 73 is everyone who listened in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
This is N2ADV calling for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. I'm looking for any stations wishing to check in with or without traffic. All right, welcome.
Who's? KD2AIT, good evening. No traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening. No traffic.
Okay, I got KD2AIT and KC2NBU. Thank you for checking in. This is N2ADV for Octa. I'm looking for any additional stations wishing to check in with or without traffic. This is N2ADV for Octa. Looking for any additional stations with or without traffic. This is N2ADV for Octa. Looking for any additional stations with or without traffic. stations wishing to check in with or without traffic. Caller, welcome.
Well, I'm here, so I should check in. WA2U.
Hello, WA2U. I just heard you on the phone repeater. Very good. Thank you for checking in. This is N280B for Octane. Looking for any additional stations wishing to check in with or without traffic.
Clearing, WA2U.
Jack, I wasn't sure. Did Jack list traffic for my station? I wasn't sure. I was had the radio on scan here, so I can go down to the other repeater.
Yeah, he sure did.
Roger, I'll move off frequency WA2.
Very good. They haven't set them off yet, so you should just be able to catch them on the 17 before he takes off to check repeaters.
Roger.
This is N280V for Octant. Looking for any additional stations wishing to check in with or without traffic. Caller, welcome. This is N280B for Octet, looking for any additional stations with or without traffic. Final call for Octet, this is N280B. There is nothing additional being heard, this is N280B, I'll be clearing QS1 at 730.